Well, a year ago, the idea was to raise your gas taxes by 45 cents. That didn't go over very big. Not popular with anyone, not Democrats, not Republicans. And so the Whitmer plan of a 45 cent per gallon gas tax increase went away. It's a year later now, still no real concrete plan in place to deal with road funding and construction and infrastructure repair and so forth. But where do we go from here? Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crain's Detroit, joining us to discuss. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Always good to have you here. The question you put forth is, will the road bonding plan put forth by the governor cause construction cost inflation? Well, you say we're about to find out. Do tell.
Yeah, so between 2013 and 2018, the cost of rebuilding an entire lane mile of highway in Michigan went from $1.78 million to $3.45 million. It's a 93% increase in 5 years. This cost inflation has really alarmed legislators and policymakers alone.
Wait. Stop. Hold on. $3.45 million for 1 mile of road.
That's rebuilding down to the grade, so there's a lot that goes into it.
I don't care if it's digging to the core of the earth. That seems ridiculous, but go on.
There's two factors. There's the cost of machinery has gone up, the cost of supplies, steel if you're building the bridge, overpass, and concrete, and then labor has gone up as well. And this is a tight labor market. It's hard to get skilled labor for operating big machines. The operating engineers union is expanding its training center out in Howell right now because there is so much demand and so much work that they haven't had, and literally they haven't seen work like this in 25 years. So there's a whole host of factors, but now you inject another $3.5 billion into the system over the next 5 years. Just for highways, and the concern is that the big road builders won't take time to rebuild city streets or bid on those projects. And if they do, they're going to mark up their bids because they don't necessarily have time for it. And it's a lot of work to stage to rebuild a small city street versus the long term 6 month projects. Of rebuilding, I-96 or 196 is going to be getting rebuilt under this bond program out in Allegan and Ottawa counties.
Right. So they don't want the little jobs because they stay in the way of the big jobs. The problem is we don't have enough people to do any of the jobs, it seems. We're short labor and manpower. That's a good point you make there. But I'm still trying to digest $3.5 million per mile with a minor cost overrun. You're at $3.5 million a mile, which just seems to me, to be completely outrageous. So out of that, you'd get 1,000 miles of road for $3.5 billion. 1,000 miles of road, that's what you get.
Of interstate, just to be clear. We're talking about a complete rebuild of interstate. If you just go to basically repaving, it's a little over $1 million for an interstate. If that's just taking down the first 3 inches and putting a new 3-inch coat of blacktop on. And then if you get to city streets, it's about $600,000. Although that's the sort of average, and we hear stories from municipalities of just getting bids that are off the charts for projects, particularly if they don't have the money like in the bank ready to go this time of the year. If they try to go get a bid in April, it's like anything else. If you try to go get bid for construction of a new home,
sure.
And you tell someone you want it built by Christmas, and you go in April, they've already got a backlog of houses. They're gonna mark you up 25% because it's gonna take more work on their end.
Or they're gonna tell you it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Or they'll tell you it won't happen. Chad Livengood here, senior reporter for Crain's Detroit. So obviously we're at the front end of this whole budget discussion. We'll see where this all goes. How do you see this playing out then?
Well, the governor basically has really put this now squarely in legislature's lap that she's going to go fix state-owned highways and trunkline roads with this bond money, and the legislature is going to have to come up with a solution for local roads, which is where the majority of really bad roads are, and county-owned roads. I just use the example Macomb County, where I live. There's 800 lane miles in poor condition in Macomb County alone. Oakland County has somewhere near 600 lane miles in poor condition. So this is really where the pronounced problem is particularly in southeast Michigan. But, you know, it's all over the state. I was in Saugatuck on Saturday. There's some pretty bad roads around Saugatuck these days. So they're really the governor's really making the legislature have to basically come up with a solution for local roads here. I think that's the strategy here, and we'll see how it plays out. If nothing happens before May, this really probably gets kicked to the lame duck session in December.
We'll see what happens. Chad Live, a good senior reporter for Cranes Detroit. Always a good conversation, and thank you for bringing us up to speed, Chad. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. All right, so we'll see how this all plays out. What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just say, hey, whatever, get your credit cards out, hope for the best? I don't think so. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. You see, companies that manage your accounts are often charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your balance, and you don't even realize it. Over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your accounts into theirs. What can you do about it? Well, you can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526. 517-323-7526. Set up a GPS meeting. That's what they call it. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. Just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer listeners of this program. So call today, 517-323-7526, to schedule your GPS meeting, or go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell them I sent you over, and they'll take care of you. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.